Sam Seavey is the creator of the popular YouTube channel The Blind Life, and also happens to be, just as the title of his channel suggests, visually impaired. And to chat about himself and his channel, I'm joined now by Sam, all the way over from Kentucky. Hi, Sam.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
It's our pleasure. So, The Blind Life, why that title?
Well, that's actually, originally the channel was titled The Blind Spot. And that's kind of an homage to my vision impairments. I have a juvenile form of macular degeneration, so I don't have any central vision. So I have this really large blind spot. And so I wanted it to reflect that, my vision impairment, but also represent a place where people could come and learn about vision impairment. So an actual literal blind spot. but then a couple years ago, a certain turn of events, I needed to change the title, change the name of the channel. So I kind of settled on The Blind Life because that's what the channel is about. It's about my blind life. It's about his blind life. It's about her blind life. It's about everybody's blind life. So I thought it fit.
It definitely fits. And you create quite a wide variety of content. So there's, as you said, there's your life with visual impairment. But what other things can we find there?
Yeah, so right now I have a heavy focus on assistive technology. I have a background in AT and I love it. I love technology. I love gadgets and playing around with all those cool toys. And then I also, you know, I love sharing that information with the community and teaching people about these devices that can help just improve their lives. So assistive technology, I have a lot of family-related contents. I talk with my wife and my kids and relatives about living with a VIP, growing up with a VIP, being married to. My wife and I have a whole series called Couples Q&A, where we answer questions about dating, marriage, home life, you know, who does the chores, things like that. So yeah, it definitely covers a wide range of topics.
So let's say I'm checking out your channel for the very first time and you can only recommend one video. Which video would you point me to?
Oh man. Well, with over 560 videos, that is a very tough question. I recently did a video talking about my vision story, you know, growing up with vision impairment, being diagnosed at an early age, getting all those crazy tests back in the 80s, which to an 11-year-old seemed more like torture than actual medical tests. and then just it's kind of also a message to my viewers about, or people that are new to vision loss, saying basically that the motto of the channel entirely is, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Yes, it's going to be difficult, but it's going to be an amazing life. And you'll be able to do everything you want to do. You just have to do it in a different way. So I think I would probably point them to that video first.
You mentioned assistive technology is something you're really passionate about. What piece of technology you couldn't live without and you couldn't really do your channel without?
Well, yeah, that's a question I get a lot also. And everybody thinks it's going to be some kind of high-tech, futuristic device, but it's not really. It's my simple pocket magnifier. So I have low vision. I do have some usable vision, but I need magnification to do anything. And so I have a simple little pocket. It's not even illuminated. It doesn't have a light or anything. It's just a little pocket 10x magnifier that is with me everywhere I go 24/7. If I'm at night, it's sitting on the nightstand right next to me. If I go to take a shower, it's on the bathroom counter. You know, it's with me in my pocket all the time. And that's how I see the back of my camera. That's how I try to read anything. And most of the time, it's still a struggle to read anything with it.
And what advice could you give to someone who's maybe considering starting their own YouTube channel?
Well, I actually, a couple months ago, made a whole video talking about starting a YouTube channel with vision impairments. And I gave tips and tricks, some how-tos about setting up a system for recording yourself consistently, you know, without any assistance from a sighted guide. But probably the most important piece of tip of I gave in that video and I always give to people is to just start, just do it, just get out there and do it. Someone really cool once said, you don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start to be great. And it's going to be terrible at first. And you just have to expect that and accept it and be okay with the fact that your first couple of videos are probably going to be terrible. Another great YouTuber recently said, if you don't look back at your first videos and cringe a little bit, then that's not a good thing because that means you haven't grown. So if you do cringe, that's awesome. That means your videos are better now than they were then.
And obviously, we're talking a lot about your channel, but I have to mention the elephant in the room, which is coronavirus. How is that affecting your channel and your everyday life, really?
Well, for me, it hasn't been too bad because I already was working at home. I work from home in my day job and, you know, making the videos are all done mostly at home. It has limited me. As far as travel, I do a lot of conferences during the year. In 2019, I traveled to, I took about 8 different trips, including an international trip. I went to the Czech Republic. So, and these are all for, you know, conferences and things like that and work related. So that has definitely slowed down, obviously. But other than that, it hasn't changed too much. Other than my family, the rest of the family is here at the house with me now. And then just, you know, the little things like going out to eat with the family, running to the store to pick something up, you know, things like that. My wife and I actually went to a garden center the other day to shop for plants. And of course, we wore our masks and everything and we're being careful and stuff. But that was really the first time I'd been out around other people. During this whole event. So that was an interesting experience.
Before you go, I have one more question and it's in regards to your logo. It's quite unusual. Could you just tell us quickly how you came up with it or who came up with it?
No, yeah, that was all me. And I wish it had some kind of really amazing story associated with it, but it doesn't. I just, you know, being at heart a 12-year-old boy, I thought, oh, skulls, the Jolly Roger, that's really cool. And then one day I was messing around. I thought, well, what if the skull had sunglasses on, you know, the stereotypical blind sunglasses. And then I thought, well, if it does, it should really have crossed canes instead of the crossbones. So I just kind of put it together in like Photoshop or something one day. And it just stuck. I did have one guy ask me if I supported piracy because of my logo. And I was kind of shy, like, what? No, of course not. It's just a logo. I really got to give him a name too. He still doesn't have a name. So maybe I'll do that. It'll be a contest on my channel. Name the logo.
Which brings me to my next question. Obviously, we can follow you on YouTube at The Blind Life, but how can we follow you on other social media channels?
Yes. So on YouTube, it's TheBlindLife. So youtube.com/TheBlindLife. But everywhere else, it's TheBlindLifeSam. My Gmail is TheBlindLifeSam@gmail.
Fantastic. So it was lovely speaking with you, Sam. Thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.